And it's the first converts that the disciples actually make, include, encourage. And it comes at a time when the disciples are just beginning to understand what their role is, own their role as disciples, realize that they're supposed to be leaders now that Jesus Christ is gone, and realize that they're supposed to be the ones who help other people find Christ. In other words, it's us. It's no different than us today. And I have just spent the last couple of days, and I have friends here who have just spent the last couple of days with some young people, who some of whom have never heard the Word of God before, some of whom didn't know anything about Jesus, some of whom could tell me all about Jesus. And what a blessing. As we listen to this passage from Scripture, I want you to think about that Peter is talking to all of us, young, old, in between. Now, when they heard this, the people were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, "Brothers and sisters, what should we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, and for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him." And Peter testified with many other arguments, and he exhorted them, saying, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." So those who welcomed his message were baptized. And that day they added about 3,000 people. They devoted themselves, all of them, devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. May God bless the reading and the hearing of this word. Now, at the risk of being ignored, and I may be, I'm going to have Amanda go ahead and play the pictures from Vacation Bible School while I'm preaching. So you have to listen. You can watch the pictures, and some of them are funny and cute and wonderful, but you also have to listen to the word. The reason that I want to play these pictures is because Peter is talking about exactly what we were doing here. Peter is talking about going out into the world and in whatever way that we can, touching the hearts of our brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Whether it be little brothers and sisters, or medium-sized brothers and sisters, or even adult brothers and sisters. We gathered there to share in a wonderful time. The theme was around a ranch, the idea of a ranch, and we'd all gathered at the ranch. And that's where the yee-haw came from. Every time we heard, "God gives good gifts."
Yeehaw!
All right, pretty good. You'll get better. And it was true, because as we were thinking about God's good gifts to us, there were a lot of good gifts, but the most important one is Jesus Christ, the greatest gift of all. And it was kind of unusual, kind of different, because we did this over a weekend instead of a whole week's worth of Vacation Bible School. We kind of condensed it all into Friday night, Saturday morning, and then today for the program. So it was a lot of trying to communicate in a very short amount of time. But I think we found that we could still communicate the central ideas. It was fun because I was part of the music, and we sang Christmas songs. Who wants to do Christmas in July? We did. We sang Joy to the World. We sang Silent Night. The kids are going to do those two for us today at the program. We also talked about resurrection. Okay, everybody turn your head. There you go. We also talked about resurrection and the fact that Jesus gives us forgiveness for our sins and eternal life. And that God's good gifts are given to us each and every day through our Savior Jesus Christ. It was a wonderful experience. But the reason that I wanted to talk about it today is because it's not just about those children, although those children are very important. All of our children are very important. But it's also about us as adults. We need to have open hearts and open minds continually to learn more about Jesus Christ and his love for us. We need to not close ourselves off and say, well, I know all there is to know about Scripture, and I know all there is to know about the Savior, and you can say whatever you want, preacher, but I'm not going to change my mind. Well, our scripture today talks about 3,000 people who changed their minds. They experienced the love, the radical love, the inclusive love, the undeniable love of Jesus Christ. They experienced that, and they were changed. Our role is to help others experience that radical love too, that inclusive love, that kind of love that passes all understanding, gives us peace, that kind of love that only comes from our Lord and Savior, the kind of love that our kids knew as they sat in Vacation Bible School or sang in Vacation Bible School or danced in Vacation Bible School, and we did all of these things to the glory of God. And the kids experienced Jesus Christ. Isn't it sad? We become older, we grow up, we become adults. I'm an adult now. I'm cynical. I'm skeptical. I don't believe a lot of things that are said. My mind and heart are not always open to the wonders that God gives. This week I've seen, I don't know how many pictures of tree frogs on people's hands, these little tiny tree frogs. The wonder of the world. Look at these pictures. These are the wonder of our world. Look at your faces. Look around you. You are the wonder of this world. Christ loves you so much. He wants to break open your heart and say, stop being cynical and skeptical and all of those terrible things. There's still wonder to be found. There's still amazing things to experience. There's still people out there in the world who are good and kind and generous. Don't close yourself off. Stay like them. Stay like children. Have the faith of a child. And so today, I want to encourage you to crack open just a little part of your soul and your heart and allow some of the wonder to come in. Even some of our more skeptical children were touched by Jesus Christ. Those of you who have had Vacation Bible School before or been here know that Tad and Ethan are two of the most skeptical kids. And they were touched this week and this weekend and enjoyed themselves and found themselves being leaders. Praise God. God's good gifts have come. your love. We want more than this to know your love. But you know what, Lord? We first need to experience your love. You need to crack us open and help us experience the wonder of you again. Help us live like children with new faith, learning and growing and being able to be formed more in your likeness each and every day. We want to know more about you, Jesus. We know we don't know it all. We're grateful there's always more to learn. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Our hymn of invitation today is the first.